According to the General Staff data, the Defense Forces of Ukraine continue to conduct an offensive operation in Bakhmut, Melitopol, and Berdyansk directions. In particular, the armed forces of Ukraine recaptured the settlement of Yerozhane, gain a foothold on the reached boundaries, inflict fire damage with artillery on identified enemy targets, and carry out counter-battery fight. In Shakhtarsky direction, the enemy made unsuccessful attempts to restore the lost position near Yerozhane in Donetsk region. Airstrikes were launched in the areas of Velika Novoselka, Makarivka, Staromayorsky, and Yerozhane in Donetsk region. More than 10 settlements, including Bohoyevlenka, Zolota Niva, Yerozhane, Vlahodotne, Neskuchna, and Rivnopol in Donetsk region, were hit with artillery. In Bakhmut direction, the defense forces continue to conduct offensive operations south of the city of Bakhmut, gain a foothold on the reached boundaries. Heavy fighting continues. The enemy launched airstrikes in the areas of Vazhikivka, Klishiyevka, Andriyevka, and Pivnitsna in Donetsk region. More than 15 settlements, including Minkivka, Ryhorivka, Bakhmut, Ivanisky, Predtekhine, and Dilyevka in Donetsk region, came under enemy artillery fire. The enemy carried out unsuccessful offensive operations in Mariinka and Krasnohorivka sectors. The enemy puts up strong resistance, redeploys units and troops, actively uses reserves. The Russians launched an airstrike in the area of Krasnohorivka, Donetsk region. More than 10 settlements, including Krasnohorivka, Pobieda, Novomikhailivka, Antonivka, and Yelizavetivka in Donetsk region, were hit with artillery. The defense forces of Ukraine continue to hold back the advance of Russian troops in Kupiansk, Lyman, and Bakhmut directions. In Kupiansk direction, the armed forces of Ukraine repelled attacks in the area southeast of Vilsheny and east of Petropavlivka. Bakhmut, Ukraine 2023. The writing, Bakhmut is Ukraine, on the wall of damaged by Russian shelling building at Bakhmut during Russian invasion to Ukraine. Against the background of poorer morale of the personnel of the military units of the occupying forces, the command of the occupiers is increasingly resorting to staged filming of their successes. In particular, in the temporarily occupied village of Kazachi Lahari in Kherson region, preparations for the filming of a propaganda video by a Russian film crew based on the plot, destruction of 150 servicemen of a Ukrainian sabotage and reconnaissance group in a local village culture center, were spotted. However, as of the 13th of August, up to 25 military personnel of the Russian army from among former prisoners were stationed in this building. Natalia Tolub.